This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Lafayette, Indiana. We are heading on over to Dana Coverstone's church, where we will be preaching there tomorrow in Burkesville, Kentucky. Again, we'll be there at 6:30 in Burkesville, Kentucky. The name of the church is Living Word Ministries. Again, we'll be preaching over there, working our way down there right now. Matter of fact, we got into Lafayette last night about 3:30 in the morning. We did the radio show in Minnesota, drove all the way through, got here at 3:30, got up in the morning, did it all over again. Interestingly enough, somebody said to me just recently, Bradley, why is it that you just keep going and going and going and going? And the Bible tells us, listen, Romans 8:14, it says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. And I'm adding the word daughters, friends, for the very purpose that there are daughters of God, no question about it. And then when you go to 1 Corinthians 15, what does it tell us there? It tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but He said, but I labored more abundantly than they all. And it's interesting how many people, and again, I'm not laying a snare or condemnation on anybody that doesn't have the drive that I have, but I'm just kind of curious to know where men's drive is, especially when they claim to be Christians. Why is it that you're not motivated to get out there and seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10, because I live for it. And just to put that into perspective, it's interesting. I will have people come out to the ministry, and they'll see this map that I have up on the wall, and it shows what we have done all across the United States, as well as what we're doing every day, 6 days a week, broadcasting into over 129 cities, as well as 53 countries abroad. And people say, you've done all this? And I'll say, what do you mean I've done all this? I feel like I haven't done anything. And I notice, friends, that men and women that have a real call of God, that are born of the Spirit of God, they're driven. They're driven for the very purposes of God. And I brought to your attention before, when you look at John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, he was on 22 different boards establishing the country that we have today. And at the end of his life, he was asked why he did that. And he obviously did it for his purpose, the purposes of known love of God and known love of man, 1 John 5:2. But he also said that he has to answer to God on Judgment Day. And what's also interesting is when I go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says that they're clothed, they desire to be clothed. And in the process of being clothed with power from on high, the Bible uses the word, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 2, groan. They groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so, being that being clothed, we shall not be found naked, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that morality might be swallowed up of life. Now listen carefully. He said, now that he hath wrought us for the selfsame thing, is God who also hath given us the earnest of the Spirit. And, folks, I think it just comes down to what matters more. The Bible says where your treasure is, there your heart is also. We have but a short time on this earth to prove our love for God and for man. And the way that we do that is we bear fruit, John 15, to the glory of God, verse 8, John 15, verse 8. And if it's truly about God and him being glorified, then we're going to get busy. We're going to be about the work of his hands as he continuously orders our steps and establishes our thoughts. And it's exactly what we're doing. And it's what we've been doing for the last 23 years. Now, with that said, I just wanted to bring that up because it was a conversation I just had. We're going to be talking today about the devils and the details behind the fiend, the counterfeit appearance of Black Lives Matter. And friends, what I'm going to do today, I've already gotten people coming after me online on social media, giving me a thumbs down, so on and so forth. And it's interesting, I haven't even said a word. They've taken from the headline that I've said something that I haven't said. And if I did say it, I'll hold to it. I have no problem saying it, regardless of who you are, rest assured. But the bottom line is I'm going to take their words, the founders from Black Lives Matter, and I love doing this. I'm going to take the words directly from the horse's mouth, and I'm going to give it to you as to what they said about the organization, okay? As to what they said about the organization. These are subversive organizations. Black Lives Matter is now being used as a political battering ram, this organization is, in an attempt to upend our U.S. Constitution, just like it was the homosexuals, just like it was the Muslims. Well, now they're all coming under the umbrella of Black Lives Matter do their best to finish the job. But by the grace of God, that's not going to happen on our watch. In Jesus' name, amen. So anyways, friends, wanted to let you know what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to hit a couple topics before we get to the show. And before we get there, I also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in, we are live out of Indiana. We are in Lafayette, Indiana right now, but we are set up with Comrax. You can give us a call at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go online, you can go online right now. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're on the front page. There's 13 to 15 articles there for you, friends, to choose from, combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media today. And on the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com, you will find our YouTube page. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. We have faithfuls over there, and they've been there for the last year, and I appreciate every single one of them. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com and click onto YouTube and join us on live chat. And one more time, if you want to give us a call at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, John 7:17. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which is all premised upon the Word of God. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can check out every state preamble to understand exactly what I'm talking about. You can tell me how it starts out, and you can also tell me, as to those that serve we the people in this country, what is it that they put their right hand on before swearing to uphold the U.S. Constitution? So help me, God, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me, God. Check that out, Deuteronomy 23:23 as well. Now, folks, a couple of the things that I want to get to, I will get to right on the other side of this break. And what we're going to talk about real quick is the Ohio doctor who boasted that she would give Jewish people the wrong medications. Did you know that she lost her license? I bet you probably didn't. Nope, the media doesn't want you to know that if you do things like...
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Lafayette, Indiana. Drove about 13 hours last night just to get to where we're at today, and we'll be preaching at Dana Coverstone's church tomorrow in Burksville, Kentucky. And with that said, friends, we just got back from Michigan, as a matter of fact, last week. That was a 26-hour round trip. This will be a 32-hour round trip. And again, we're doing what we do, friends, as an example. The Bible continuously tells us to be examples. And the fact of the matter is I'm not being pushed into what I'm doing today. I'm doing it out of love for God and love for man. In the process of doing that, we leave a trail of tracks everywhere we go. And hopefully we'll make an impact tomorrow where men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Amen. That is found in 1 Corinthians 2:5. I wanted to cover a couple issues before we get to our main topic really quick. Do you remember the Ohio doctor who boasted that she would give the Jewish people the wrong medications? Remember this? It was about 2 years ago. Well, the fact of the matter is, after 2 years, Lara Kolob was fired from two residency programs over tweets threatening to harm Jewish patients. Now, just think of all the time that it took her to get to the position as to where she was at, only to just forfeit everything because of her stupidities. It tells us the Times of Israel reported the State Medical Board of Ohio permanently revoked the medical training certificate of a doctor who was fired from two residency programs after an old anti-Semitic tweets surfaced, including one in which she threatened to give Jews the wrong medications. Yes, she really said this, friends. Lara Kolob is permanently prohibited from practicing osteopathic medicine or surgery in Ohio, Cleveland. Reported. She surrendered her certificate prior to revocation August 12th, according to the report, and cannot practice in any other medical training program in the state. Folks, it should be across the boards. But the fact of the matter is I wanted to bring this to your attention because many people, they'll hear the bad news and then they have in their minds that there's nothing that's being done about it. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, something was being done about it, and she lost her license and rightfully rightfully so. And it shouldn't be lost just in Ohio, friends. It should be lost across the board. She's endangering the lives of people that she apparently does not like. So bottom line is, friends, we have a victory here, and I praise God for every victory that we get across the boards. And what we need to do is be made aware of the victories that we get, friends, to be encouraged on the fact that it can be done rather than it can't be done, because we hear too much of what we can't do rather than what we are doing. And the fact of the matter is, those that are fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, they are winning the day, friends. Are you paying attention to the end result? They are receiving the end of their faith, even the salvation of their soul, their souls, in so many different ways. When they are willing to fight the fight, they win the day. And that's what I want to keep in the face of the American people. That, listen, if you're willing to fight, God's willing to give you the victory, and so it is. Now, I wanted to get over to this as well. There's just a lot going on, but I got so much to cover with this new civil rights issue in Black Lives Matters that I want to make a correlation. And you all remember, if you're a listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here, how we exposed Colin Kaepernick, you know, the new civil rights hero, the oppressed victim of circumstance, Colin Kaepernick. Notice how they pick out the baser sword, 1 Kings 13:33, and they put him up as if to suggest that they're the standard that we need to all emulate. No, friends, they're doing this on purpose. They, for a better way of saying it, they take the biggest losers and they put them up in hopes that others will follow them. Well, we all know Colin Kaepernick, for the most part, because of the fact that he said that he wasn't going to stand up and show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. You all remember this, right? Okay? And I'm just trying to get you caught up if you haven't. Well, you all also know that Colin Kaepernick, both of his parents, adopted parents, are white. I just wanted to make sure you understood the hypocrisy taking place, okay, with Colin Kaepernick. Again, he's the guy that said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Well, if you remember right, when I first brought this out, I defined oppressed, which is found in Webster's 1828. It's burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened, or depressed. Okay? So Colin Kaepernick is saying that he's overburdened with unreasonable impositions. He's depressed. Okay? Well, the fact of the matter is, it was Colin Kaepernick that signed a $114 million contract with the NFL. You all remember this? Also might want to remember that Colin has failed to remember that those that he calls oppressed live in America, where they have the opportunity, just like me or you, to go out and work and make ourselves out to what that we want to be, okay? We have to work to do that, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. As a matter of fact, take a quick look at others that are oppressed as the victims of circumstances like that of Colin Kaepernick, because we're seeing more and more of these baseball, these football, these basketball stars, as you would like to call them, they're fallen stars is what they are beginning to take a knee because they're doing the same thing. They're following the lead of Colin Kaepernick, and you better rest assured, friends, they're getting paid to do so. They're told to do it, okay? But the fact of the matter is, when you go to the NFL, did you know that the NFL has a 68% black ratio, 0.7 Latino, 1.1% Asian, and 28% white? Did you hear what I said? Wait a second. He's talking about the oppressed people, the black people that are oppressed. The National Basketball Association has 74.4% black, 23.3% white, and 1.8% Latino, and 0.2 Asian players. Wait a second, oppressed? Are you kidding me, dude? I think not. Colin also might want to take the time to take note of the fact that those who follow his lead in disrespecting the American flag just happen to be criminals themselves. I don't know if you're paying attention to the devil in the details, friends, but that's where he's found. Many of these alleged stars that are taking a knee, if you look at their criminal records, folks, many of them are as tall, as high as they are tall on so many different fronts. Now, I also want to make the correlation, because this goes right into our main topic here, concerning the useful idiot, Colin Kaepernick. Do you remember when he wore a T-shirt, which he had photographed of the 1960 meeting of foreign Cuban dictator Fidel Castro and Malcolm X that read, "Like minds think alike"? This is on his shirt, friends. Is he sitting there telling you how depressed he is? He's got a picture of Fidel Castro and Malcolm X on his shirt that reads, "Like minds think alike." And then we have Olympian, of course, all bought and paid for. They're told what to do. Olympian John Carlos, who also made Colin Kaepernick, as if to suggest that he's one that needs to be emulated. He also said, friends, that we are those that need to look to the likes of a Colin Kaepernick. See, what he is, again, bought and paid for, but he's the new civil rights hero, which leads right into Black Lives Matters, because keep in mind, they've been teeing this up for a long time to get to the point where they're trying to get, where they're at in the present, okay? Now, I am saying that on purpose the way that I said that, so that you might understand that it's all coming through method. It's all coming through a system, incrementally taking their time to get where they need to get. But notice Colin Kaepernick, the new civil rights victim, the oppressed victim of circumstance here, he's been in front of the American people for a couple of years now doing what he does, only to tee it up for Black Lives Matters to do what they can do. And the only reason they're getting away with it, friends, are because the American people are letting them do it. Okay? Just wanted to make clear. So I'm caught up on Colin Kaepernick. Now, what I want to do is I also want people to understand the difference between what you see with Black Lives Matters today, and then when you look at the civil rights movement under that of Martin Luther King Jr. Has anybody paid attention how they're using Martin Luther King Jr. As one to be posted on their posters because they want to give the impression that their movement would be Martin Luther King's movement? But you need to keep in mind that Martin Luther King said that black power is as dangerous as white power. And people need to keep in mind with Martin Luther King, it wasn't an issue of color, friends. It was an issue of law. And also keep in mind that Martin Luther King Jr. was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. It was an issue of law. Okay, and when we look at Lady Justice, we see that she has a blindfold on in the balance, right? Making reference to what? Justice that's blind. It's not an issue of color, because all people are a people of color, regardless, friends, if they're black or white. On the color scale, they are people of color. Okay, this is what the useful idiots in the mainstream media want you to forget all about. But I'm not going to let you forget about it. I want to go back, and I want to give you, folks, the top 10 list of what it took to be a part of the nonviolence movement under Martin Luther King back in the 60s, and what was required, and how you had to sign a pledge before you could participate. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get over to the facts. I'm going to go to Black Lives Matters, because the devil's always found in the details, and I want you to understand their end aim here, friends, is about building power. You understand? It's about building power. And we're going to come back to this, friends. I'm staying on track here. Again, line upon line, precept upon precept. On the other side of this break, we're going to go right to what it took and the sign, that what you had to sign concerning the pledge before you could participate with Martin Luther King back in the 60s, and put that in parallel and in contrast to what you're seeing today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in a tweet saying he will nominate Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, to serve permanently in the role. Wolf has overseen the DHS in an acting capacity since November of 2019. Hurricane Laura could spell big trouble for parts of the Gulf Coast. It's expected to become a major hurricane as it approaches Texas and Louisiana. That means it could have winds over 110 miles per hour. It's about 550 miles southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Louisiana resident Robert LaCampo telling Fox News he's ready.
At a Cat 2, and we're on the eastern side of it. It hits west of us, like they're talking about it during Lake Charles. You know, we're going to be on the wet side, not only wet side, but we're going to be on a tidal surge side.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Wildfires are continuing to burn in California. With an update, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 14,000 firefighters are working, trying to control over 625 wildfires. The CZU Lightning Complex fire, clearly the biggest, it's prompted the largest evacuation orders. CAL FIRE San Mateo Santa Cruz Unit Chief Ian Larkin says,
"We're in this for the long haul. This is a historic event for this unit. We have never seen fire like this in the recent history that we have any records for."
A district judge in New York is rejecting Ghislaine Maxwell's request to be released into the prison's general population as she awaits trial for sex trafficking underage girls. Maxwell had asked for an end to what she calls onerous conditions while she's being held in jail. The former girlfriend of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is in solitary confinement inside a Brooklyn jail. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Lafayette, Indiana. We're going to Birchville, Kentucky to preach at Dana Coverstone's church tomorrow at 6:30. If you're in the area, please do show up. We'd love to meet you. Aside of that, friends, we are going to get back to the topic here, but also wanted to let you know before I do that, if you want to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, join us on live chat, go on to YouTube. It's right on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on to YouTube, join us on live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com. We're right on the front page, right up on the left side. Click onto YouTube, join us on live chat if you want to give us a call. We are set up with Comrax right now. It's 1-866-582-9933. I want to give you a real quick download of the 10 requirements before you could participate in the civil rights marches back in the 1960s. And I want you to put it in contrast with what you're seeing with Black Lives Matters. What we're seeing today is Black Lives Matters wants justice by committing the act of injustice, okay? Their version of justice, friends, is to go out and destroy businesses, okay, to loot, even go so far as to kill innocent people, okay? And they want justice. That's what they say. Folks, this is nothing more than totalitarianism is what it is. And I'm going to get to that in just a couple of minutes here. Now, listen carefully. These were the top 10 requirements before you could participate in a civil rights movement or march in the 1960s with Dr. Martin Luther King. You ready? Number one is meditate on the teachings of Jesus Christ daily. Number two, remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love. Charity for God is love. Okay. Number four, pray daily to be used by God. Of course. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Yeah, because it's not about us. It's about the others that we're going to. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Are you seeing that today? Absolutely not. Number nine, strive to be in good health, spiritually, and of course, bodily health. And number 10, and finally, number 10, follow the directions of the movement and the captain of the demonstration. Now, in contrast to that, what are we seeing? Well, we're seeing through the modern version of the civil rights leaders, friends, like that of Oprah Winfrey and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. I want to be Martin Luther King Jr., but I never will be. Colin Kaepernick, and the list goes on, friends. This is what the modern day version of what it takes to be a part of the new plan concerning the new version of the civil rights movement, okay? Number one, meditate on the media and their lies and anything but the teachings of Jesus. True? Number two, civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. This is exactly what they're doing. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. Well, I don't need to say anything to that, friends. Number four, play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. Number five, sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. Number six, send threats to those with whom you disagree. Sound familiar, Americans? Number seven, seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if necessary. That's all the media does, friends. Number eight, use fear in force. And number nine, strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. Take from the haves and give to the have-nots. How long has that been in operation through corruption in governments and corruption in the mainstream media, friends? For decades. And number 10, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and unlawful lead. Is that what we're seeing today? Oh, you better know that's exactly what we're seeing today, which only tees it up for our topic. Black Lives Matters. The devil is found in the details. It's all about building power. That's what it's all about. Again, I didn't say it. They said it. Remember, Martin Luther King Jr. said, black power is as dangerous as white power. Of course it is. And before we begin our little discourse here, remember, first and foremost, we all must come to terms with the fact that all nations are one blood, period, Acts 17:26. Okay? As I told you at the beginning, the offset of the show today, I have people giving me a thumbs down, already attacking me for my headline, as if to suggest I'm going to get caught up into their little debate where they lose their God-given rights because they don't have eyes to see and ears to hear. Not going there with you, friends. I'm going to follow the Christ here, period. But again, remember, friends, what I'm saying here, what Bradley Dean is saying. I'm making reference to the scriptures, Acts 17:26. All nations are one blood. We all bleed red, period. Secondly, Jesus came into the world to save men's souls, not their skin. Read Matthew 1:21. Furthermore, and I'm sure you are as well, I'm sick and tired of the mainstream media being exposed for their propaganda and their lies with their useful idiots as they continue to attempt to divide and conquer the people by using skin color as the tool to divide us. And there's people that are stupid enough to go for it, friends. They're stupid enough to go for it. Read Mark 3:25. We have a new generation, do we not, of the up-and-comings that believe that they have, that's all they have to do is, listen carefully, play the victim to whomsoever they so hate. Let me say that again. We have a new generation of the up-and-comings, which are coming directly out of the schools that the federal government illegally indoctrinated, but the parents gave them approval, just for the record, okay, through a violation of Article 10. But we have a new generation of the up-and-comings that believe that all they have to do is play the victim to whomsoever they so hate. Okay? Revelations 12:10, accuse the others of what you're guilty of, and then in return, they expect that they will receive some sort of reparation for those who have nothing to do with their present state that they themselves had put themselves in. They reap what they sow, Galatians 6:7. This is what we're dealing with. And by the way, one such subversive group is none other than Black Lives Matters. Folks, you need to understand, the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree when it comes to the likes of a George Soros. But I want to make clear as to how corrupt we are as a country. You see across the United States of America, said representatives from the hippie generation that are advocating for what Black Lives Matter is doing in destroying, in looting, in burning down buildings, and even going so far as to kill people, okay? They're doing nothing to put a stop to it. They're adding strength to their tyranny because they, like Black Lives Matter, are being used just as much as they are, at least for a moment, okay? Just keep in mind what I'm telling you. And rest assured, what I'm telling you is right. One such subversive group is Black Lives Matter. It's an organization that has only the support that the mainstream media gives it. Outside of that, what do they have? Five members across the United States of America? The only wind in their sail, friends, is what the mainstream media gives it, because outside of that, friends, it's dead on arrival, period. And outside of that, they are just another group that is being used as a political ram to upend the U.S. Constitution. Well, in parallel, go back again to John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. What did he say? He said, our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Who's behind Black Lives Matter? Are they moral people? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, friends, Black Lives Matter supports abortion, sodomy, and the anti-family agenda. Now, do you think those who are protesting with Black Lives Matter knows this? Absolutely not. Do you think that they know that the head of Black Lives Matter is a wannabe gangster, actor, playing a dangerous game, being used as a useful idiot by the likes of organizations that attempt to stay in the dark, like the CIA, corrupt compartments of the FBI, who have been busted over and over and over again, sending in provocateurs to create domestic insurrection for decades in this country? Come on, friends. Let's wake up to the reality of where we're at, okay? Let's shut off our TVs and begin to pull the curtain back on these organizations so we can call them for who they are, call them out for who they are, and stop them in their tracks. That's our job. Now, I want to go back to the case in point because I want to give you words directly from their own mouth. Did you know that they have now claimed that they are trained Marxists? By the way, Marxism, it's just another version of another subversive organization that's that they're embodying people that are just the useful idiots. If it's not Marxism, it's another name, and it doesn't matter what their names are, friends. They're sons and daughters of Belial, period. Just again, for the record. But Marxism is a method of socioeconomic analysis that uses a materialistic interpretation of historical development, better known as historical materialism, to understand class relations and social conflict, as well as a dialectical perspective to view social transformation. Let me put it this way. They're a subversive organization being used by the powers that are tolerated in America to upend our U.S. Constitution. Is that simple enough? I knew it would be. Let's go to some of the founders. This is a co-founder of Black Lives Matter and their movement. Patrice Cullors is her name. Listen carefully as to what she said, friends. This is the co-founder of Black Lives Matter. This is what she said, not Bradley Dean, but what she said. She said, the first thing I think is that we actually have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia, in particular, are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. This coming directly from Patrice Cullors, co-founder of Black Lives Matter. Oh, just hang on a second, friends. I got one more segment, and I'm going to give you more as to what comes out of the abundance of their wicked hearts and directly out of their mouths, friends, so you can understand who they are and for what they are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, so I want to give you a little bit of feedback that I'm getting from live chat right now, friends. What we're talking about is Black Lives Matters, and I'm giving you a quote from the founders, the co-founders, and the founders of that organization, that subversive organization, and I just gave you another one. And in the meantime, I'm paying attention to my live chat and phone calls. And with that said, I got one just a couple moments ago, and I'm not saying this in a condemning fashion, but I am saying to take the time to read the Word of God, because Jesus took the time to tell the people to read the Word of God. And what am I talking about? One gentleman said, although our enemies look on us with an evil eye, we must take heed to ourselves to look at these sad creatures with the compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's interesting, because if you remember right, after the Passion of the Christ, there was over 1,100,000, by the way, that's Old English found in Fox's Book of Martyrs, that were pinned to the wall that said, your blood be upon us. It's also interesting to note that the Lord continuously, Luke 13:34, talked about how they rejected the words of the prophetic, which brings the word of the law and the prophets, right? What are we missing in this country? The law. We're missing the law to understand judgment, to establish righteousness and peace within the gates, Amos 5:15. But after he said this, I took the time and said, brother, I'm saying brother for the sake of not using his name, I said, show compassion to them that murder, loot, and burn down buildings. I said, that's the problem. There's a reason for the rule of law, my friends. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9. And then I said, in ending, I said, compassion on the wicked and none for the victims. Sounds like the mainstream media has trained you well. I want to go over to scripture really quick, and I'm going to get back to my topic. But keep in mind, Jesus rebuked that mindset. And he was talking to the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, not suggesting my friend on live chat is that, but I'm just addressing this because I see this more than not, where compassion is shown to the criminals and nothing is left over for the victims. This is exactly how the American people have been taught in this country, and it aggravates me to no end. It infuriates me. It really does. When you go to Luke 11:42, what did Jesus say? What does Scripture tell us? And by the way, the cross of Jesus Christ was a judgment within itself upon sin. Okay, that is the reason for the rule of law, friends. But the King James Bible tells us, but woe unto you. That is equivalent to a curse. And he was talking to the Pharisees. He says, woe unto you, Pharisees, you religious hypocrites, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass over judgment and the love of God. These you ought have to have done and not to leave the others undone. Isn't that interesting? Isn't this how people think today? Absolutely it is. And if you want to know the character of God, that's all you have to do, my friends, is go over to Jeremiah 9:24, and what does it tell us? But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth love and kindness, read Psalm 107, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Okay? Friends, we need to get the word in us. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 8:20, there is no light in them. Now, to suggest that we need to show compassion to those that are looting and burning down businesses and even murdering, folks, I've got to tell you, at this point, that is heretical. That is heretical is what that is. That is the reason for the rule of law in this country that keeps us safe and it keeps us free as a people. And liberty is the right to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Don't mix up liberty and licentiousness because so many have today. Now, let me get back to more of these quotes coming from these co-founders and these founders of Black Lives Matters. I already read the first one. The first thing I think is that we actually have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia, she said, in particular, are trained organizers. We are, trained Marxists. They're looking for social transformation, friends. Who said that? Patrice Cullors, co-founder of Black Lives Matters. Now, imagine being unbothered by a group of radicals that seek to overthrow the U.S. Constitution and the system of government and replace it with the Marxist communism. Because, friends, this is exactly what Black Lives Matters and that organization wants, and they even admit it. They are anti-capitalist. They are anti-American. Friends, in other words, they don't know what they have. They're going to have to lose it first before they realize it, and they just might not get it back at that point. Elisa Garza, she said, she's the founder of Black Lives Matters, or at least that's what we're told, right? But she's the spokesperson, Elisa Garza, for Black Lives Matters. She said, we need to build a different kind of movement. Did you hear what she said? This is the spokesperson for Black Lives Matters. She goes on. She said, it's just not about opposing what's wrong. See, this is what, friends, backwards people do. When they forsake the word of God, they depart wickedly from the word of God. They go with their natural dispensation, which is reprobate, which is in contrast with God's word. And then they think wrong is right and right is wrong. Okay? But she goes on. She says, it's not just about opposing what's wrong and what is fascist, which, by the way, she makes some valid points here, too, by the way. She said it's not about just opposing what's wrong, but what is fascist. What is xenophobic? You know what that is? Folks, I think these people just sit around in a circle and make up names and then redefine things. But these are people from different countries, okay? And, of course, she's pulling in the Muslims into this equation because they are hiding under the banner of BLM as well. She said, not just fascist, but what is xenophobic, what is racist. And remember, racism, using race, friends, is only there to be used as to browbeat dissenters, those that don't go along with it. She said, what is capitalist? And then she goes on and says, imperialist. She said, about our president-elect. It's not just about opposing those that are wrong and things, and it's not just about opposing him, the president, but it's also very much about organizing and building power. What kind of power? a communist power. That's what this is about. Black Lives Matter is also anti-freedom of speech and does not want your dissent. They want you to stand down in the face of the communists that they're working for. Again, Patrice Culler said, listen carefully, friends. Listen to the ignorance coming from these individuals, these reprobates, okay? Patrice Culler said, hate speech, which is what we are seeing come out from white nationalist groups, is not protected under the First Amendment rights. Do you see how they're useful idiots, friends? They're taking narratives, friends, that are unbiblical. They're unconstitutional. Again, look at Lady Justice. She has a blindfold on. But they're continuously making it a black-white issue. And it's also interesting to note what they are accusing others of. Friends, pay attention to what they say. You'll find that they are guilty of. Okay, they're hypocrites to the max. She said hate speech, by the way, hate, all hate is motivated by, hate speech is always motivated by hate. And there's, folks, constitutionally, no such thing. But again, if they just keep telling the people the same things over and over again, they'll believe it. But she said hate speech, which is what we are seeing come out from white nationalist groups, is not protected under the First Amendment rights. But I guess looting is. I guess race baiting is. I guess murder is. I guess that's a God-given right now, friends. This is what they want you to believe. And by the way, if you dare to reject this Marxist ideology, Black Lives Matter will use violence to forcibly impose their ideology on you and our nation. Ain't going to happen, brother. Ain't going to happen, sister, just for the record, by the grace of God. This is the president of the Greater New York chapter of Black Lives Matter. His name is Hawk Newsom. Hawk Newsom said, if this country does not give us what we want, then we will burn down the system and replace it all right. Did you hear what he said? Do they sound like the victims, or do they sound like the ones that are perpetuating the crimes, friends? The mainstream media, again, the 94% of Americans that say they do not believe them, have always used the same methods of pitting the whites against the blacks. As a matter of fact, this has been the very method that communists in America have been using since 1928 in hopes of overthrowing America as you know it. This is all a fact. We played audio for you. Folks, this white privilege they keep talking about, this is a browbeating tactic. The mainstream media's method in dividing Americans, identifying the privileged, friends, are not those that are playing the victim. I can tell you that right now, in any sense of the word. And I want to remind you in conclusion here that Black Lives Matter is not only a Marxist organization, say they, but they live out the communist organization that they are, and it's subversive to American governments. They support abortion, sodomy. So Black Lives Matter supports abortion. The abortion industry is aimed at blacks and Hispanics. They're committing suicide. They support sodomy, homosexuality, which is a felony in every state in this country, and the anti-family agenda. Do you think those that are protesting on their behalf, if they have the information that I'm giving you right now, do you think that Black Lives Matter would have a leg to stand on? Absolutely not. So in conclusion, people might want to consider pulling the curtain back on these organizations and consider the source, because the head of the Black Lives Matter is controlled.
Trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com. And get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.